Well, that was some way to finish the season tonight. But, you know, it's really exciting to be a part of this football team and what these guys did today. I think all the credit goes to the players. They stepped up. They made a lot of outstanding plays at critical times in the game, especially there in the second half and fourth quarter. And, you know, they came through like they have all year. So it's a great feeling. You know, now's the time to kind of take a day or two and I think appreciate what this team has done. But at the same time, looking forward, you know, we got our biggest game of the year coming up, and we're going to have to be ready for that. Yeah, I don't know who it's going to be against, but that team will be a good football team, whoever it is. But in the meantime, you know, we're going to take a little bit of time to enjoy this one and you know, feel good about what we accomplished. But, again, we need to – pretty soon we're going to need to turn the page and move on. But it's happy for the players to win. And, you know, I know we set a lot of individual records and so forth and so on. So without getting into all those individually, I also want to congratulate those players for their individual accomplishments or collective accomplishments in some cases. So – but Giants are a good football team. They're headed to the playoffs as well as they should be, and you know, I'm sure they'll do a good job. They got a good football team. They're well coached, and they certainly gave us all we could handle tonight.
What is your reaction to Sam?
I'm on.
I just gave it. So I'm happy. It's you know, you work all year to try to win every game, be able to win them all, it's great, and I'm very happy about it.
Can you talk about the sequence, you know, the back-to-back plays, Randy had the guy beat, dropped the ball, and then you came back with the exact same play?
Yeah, we had a play-action pass, and, you know, it was Randy was out there past the safety, the ball's a little bit underthrown, he came back and couldn't quite handle it. Then the next play, they went to a trap type of defense where the corner came up and trapped, and the safety went over the top, and Randy outran him, and Tom put it out there. It was a great throw.
Was it the same play?
No, not even close.
Okay.
No. First play is a play action pass.
But as far as the route, though, I mean?
No.
Okay.
Coach, all season the plays have been saying that this isn't a perfect team. How do you reply to that now? I mean,
well, I don't think that was our best football game out there today. I think there's a lot of things we could do better. And starting with me, I think we need to, you know, we could do a better job all the way across the board. Giants are a good football team, don't get me wrong, but there are things we just, you know, we need to do a better job of. And hopefully the next time that we play, we'll have some of those things improved.
Bill, can you explain
the place you kind of grew up as a coach?
I think there's a little. I mean, again, Giants Stadium's always been a special place for me. 12 years here, and they were 12 great years of the Giants. So we had some great seasons, championship seasons, and some of the units that I was involved with, special teams, defense, were, you know, I think were very productive, and it was a thrill to be a part of some of those units as well. So, you know, it's always special to come back here. In a Giants stadium, the fact that what happened today was here, I don't have any complaints about it, let's put it that way.
Coach, you faced your largest deficit of the season, were able to rally in your life for spirits. What do you think kind of catapulted the team? Was it that 65-yard touchdown play?
Well, you know, our team is, we've been behind before, and these guys just, as a football team, have made plays when they need to make them, whether it's recovering onside kick, whether it was a punt return in the Indianapolis game, whether it was a stop on defense, a score on offense, Steve's field goals today. Everybody's come through at one time or another for us this season, and that was true today. It certainly wasn't perfect. There were a lot of things that weren't all that good. Giants made a lot of plays on us, but fortunately we made just a few more than they did. And again, all the credit goes to the players. They're the ones who made them. They made them under pressure. They made them when there was little margin for error. You know, Ellis's interception, couple scores there on defense, on offense, and you know, finally covered the kicks a little bit better. So, you know, that when we had to make them, we made them.
You know, we can hear a little bit of a celebration in there, and I wanted to know.
I think the players are happy. They should be. They worked hard. It's what they've done is, you know, it's good. They should be happy about it for a little while. But we've got to move on. We've got another big game coming up, and we're going to have to turn the page. But for right now, it's now's a great time to feel good about today and the regular season.
Bill, can you explain at all why this team was able to do something that's never been done before?
No, I can't analyze every team in every season. I can just tell you that these guys work hard. They take a lot of pride in their job. And in the end, they're able to make the plays in critical situations to win games when they had to. And they deserve credit for that. They're the ones that made them.
Could you talk about pass protection today?
You know, it was tough. It was tough. The Giants have a great pass rush. Individually, they can rush the passer. And then, of course, when they bring their scheme blitzes, that puts a lot of pressure on your front, too. It's not just the linemen, but the tight ends and the backs and receiver adjustments and all that. So, I mean, the line's done a good job, as they have all year. And the tight ends and the backs did a pretty good job in their pickup and the receivers in terms of getting their routes adjusted so they were open quick enough for Tom to get rid of the ball. So it's, you know, passing, it's a team concept. And to be able to handle the pressure in the pass rush, it's all got to work together. And for the most part, it did tonight.
What was an explanation on that on the unsportsmanlike call?
It was meaningless in terms of nobody had anything at stake. Everybody's situation was settled. But this game was played at a pitch that was amazing.
I don't think it's a whole lot different than the way the game was played in Tennessee last year. You know, we played the same kind of game. Behind me, I know Tennessee's playoffs were riding on that. But you know, I'll go back to something that the coach that I work for used to say, and I certainly believe every word of it. What Bill said was only meaningless game. There's no meaningless games when you're playing in them. And when we're playing in a game, it means something to us. And I know it meant something to the Giants, too. So it might not mean anything to you, or it might not mean anything to the standings. But if you're playing in it, you're a competitor, it means something to you. And I think that was reflected out on the field today.
Bill? What was the explanation on the unsportsmanlike call against Moss, and then did you say anything to him about that?
The explanation was that it was there were two people involved in the celebration. I couldn't see it. There was too many people in front of me.
Bill, do you think this accomplishment is even more special given the salary cap era and how it's
I don't know.
Kind of designed to keep the game?
Yeah, I don't know. I can evaluate that. All I know is that I'm proud of what our team did. I'm happy for the players. And that's really where I'm at. I can't make a comparison with some other year or team or league or whatever.
You touched upon the individual records there. How fit was it for you to see both Tom and Randy get their record in what proved to be the winning score, the 16th win?
Well, again, I'm happy for all the players that got them. I know there were several of them. I'm not sure what even they all were, but whatever they were, I'm happy they got them, and the players certainly deserve them. You know, we've had play a 16-game regular season schedule. There were a lot of productive plays along the way, and the fact that that they added up to be record-breaking plays and all is great, and I'm happy for those players. But I'm more happy for the team, that what the team accomplished, and whatever records fell along the way, you know, great. Whichever ones didn't, that's okay, too. What the team accomplished is a little special.
Did any people from your life flash through your mind as the time was ticking down and you realized this thing was going to happen? Whether it be players.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, Charlie was on the sideline. I was glad to be able to go over and hug Charlie going back to the last game in 04. So glad he was there. You know, he's another guy that has great ties to the Giants and the Patriots, and I was with them both places. So.
Bill, you took a chance at bringing Randy Moss in here. Now that we've gone through the regular season and everything he added to this team, what is this difference he made to this offense?
Well, Randy's an outstanding player. I don't think it was a chance. I don't think it was a chance at all. I think it was a chance to improve our team. That's why we did it. And Randy's a tremendous player. He's a great leader, and he's strong in every phase of the game. Okay. All right. Thank you.